New episode of Klein Alley Show is about to begin, but before that can happen, Alley, let's tell the people what they need to know.
You mean about San Bernardino International Airport?
Of course I'm talking about the San Bernardino International Airport. Easy, close, and not LAX.
And parking is always just $5 a day, which means it is El Cheapo approved.
Fly nonstop to Provo, Utah for all the skiing, snowboarding, or wives you can handle.
And of course you can fly into my hometown of San Francisco. San Bernardino International Airport. When airports smell great.
Ta-da-da. So about Klein Alley Show, Alley said those damn foreigners came here with their soccer balls.
Stop saying that. I never said any of this.
Stole all of the glory from the month that was supposed to be for us gay people.
Not the case at all.
And I said, it's the World Cup. There's nothing gayer than that, Alley. And she goes, you're right. It's a beautiful thing to say. And now, once again, homeostasis.
None of this happened.
Homeostasis is back at K-Rock. And the question we have for you right now, if you want to score a seat on this bus to go to Santa Barbara and see Royal Otis with Postmaster Johnny, gayest guy on the show, you have to let us know what is the gayest thing about you. And Ali will determine, and she's been keeping a list here. It's funny.
I don't know if Johnny's the gayest on the show, by the way. I think it differs by the day.
Yeah, what's up with this gay stuff all the time, man?
Well, you got the belly shirt, and you accidentally sent us a video of you and your friend Kai sleeping naked with each other or something?
We weren't naked. We were napping on the futon because we fell asleep. Ain't nothing wrong with sleeping next to another dude.
And you were, like, massaging? You said you massage him, or his dad, his gay dad, cut your hair?
Yeah, his dad just cuts my hair, and he happens to be a homosexual. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
The more you talk, though, the gayer this gets.
And Johnny has to pay somehow.
Right.
For those haircuts.
Not paying with a wallet.
Yeah, I haven't paid since 2022.
There you go.
Oh, man.
4 years of free haircuts? Come on.
And still right. STD free.
That's amazing.
But Klein, when he orders coffee, cold or hot, orders a straw, because he needs to sip all of his coffee drinks through a straw, which is extremely gay.
Like a walk, hold around like a little sippy cup, like an adult baby?
Why don't you just drink a cup of coffee?
Why do you have to sip
it through a straw?
If I get hot coffee, I would drink it regular like a man, but usually I like iced coffee, so I get a straw.
And have you not argued with somebody if they didn't have a straw?
Yeah, sometimes, yeah. I have gotten upset with them. That's just me being frustrated. They can give me a goddamn straw. They give me a look of shame, like I'm trying to kill a turtle. I just want a goddamn straw.
Have you or have you not started following a lot of hot guys on Instagram?
They're not hot.
A lot of naked guys.
I'm not following hot guys.
They are hot.
I was trying to get into better shape, and sadly, when you look at like a lot of these people that are giving you tips on lifting weights and stuff like that, they happen to be a lot of good looking shirtless dudes. Yeah. So I'm So do I have more of them in my?
You open your Instagram and it's just a bunch of like half naked guys doing lunges.
It's not a bunch of that.
It is.
I'll show you what's in there now. It's probably still, it used to be just pizza and bikini girls. It's shifted a little bit, but let me see. Hold on. Let me see how much it shifted.
I don't even need to really go into. I mean, the guy loves gardening. You probably even have one of those little pillows that you put your knees on when you garden.
A knee pad? Yes, of course I have a knee pad. What's wrong with you? You can't garden without one of those. My knees would hurt.
Hold on, Allie's got my Explorer page open right now. What do you see?
Okay, ice cream cone cream pies.
Okay, well, yeah, those look delicious.
Okay, there's a guy with a very weird but very naked body.
Not naked. He's like a trainer guy.
Cool cars.
Yep. Thank God. Yeah.
Cool cars.
Man, I'm a man.
Oh, yeah, brother.
There's definitely a picture of like a Hummer.
What else? Go ahead.
Jerry Seinfeld.
All right. That's cool.
Meat.
That's right.
More naked guys.
Not naked guys. You say naked guys. What are they? They're not naked. They're. All right. That guy's naked. No, he's not naked. He's doing like a workout guy.
He's not doing a workout.
Why is there like gay music in the back? What is that?
This guy's doing some sort of training thing.
He's not. He's just showing you his body.
You have to read the caption. The caption says you want to do this. You got to cut your body fat down to 10% or something.
No, the caption is worked a little too good.
Okay.
Oh, you got that special meat there.
This guy's just talking about sunscreen.
I don't follow the guy. These are people I don't follow. They say I should follow these people. I don't know who these people are.
This guy is just sunbathing.
Yeah, okay. And then there's some comedians in there. There's some pizza in there.
This is all...
Why
this is every gay club, by the way.
I love that guy. That's out of context. That guy played 8,000... That guy's video is called 8,000 Push-Ups.
I've seen enough. But then Johnny, aside from the fact that he has slept naked with another man, he also was late for work one day because he was changing outfits, which is pretty gay.
Wow. That is a
One shirt was smelly, and I was like, yo, I can't beat Allie today. I got to, like, stay fresh. So I had to switch out my shirt.
He has a trunk with different, in his trunk, he's got different shirts, and he's like, am I feeling this shirt or this shirt? You change multiple times before you come in here, do you not?
That's because I'm a hobo, and I stayed at a lot of friends' house, so... Mm. I used to always keep clothes in me in my trunk, so I would change all the
time. Jake is obsessed with the color purple. Yeah. He also has bought women's
Purple's
shoes.
Purple's the color kings.
Jake does love purple.
It's every- color kings,
I think you mean queens. He also crushed it on a lesbian website.
Crushed it.
I mean, he's definitely the most lesbian of all of us.
Yeah. And those knockers.
Yeah. And he's got the biggest breasts, of course. And Vanessa is probably the straightest of all of us, but she does rollerblade.
Yeah, she rollerblades in Long Beach. That is like right there. That is gay.
I know who's not gay, but is actually gay is me.
Yeah, that's the saddest part about the whole thing.
But right. What about you?
What about you is the question. 800-520-1067. Up for grabs. Spot on the bus. Let me say hi to David. Good morning, David. Welcome to K-Rock. Gayest thing about you. It's Pride Month. What's up?
Good morning, guys. So instead of chapstick, I use lip gloss.
You know,
you like the
way it feels better, right?
Yeah, you know, I don't like the chapstick. I like the way the lip gloss makes my lips kind of puff out, and you know, everybody says you're gay, and I was like, no, I just like it.
Do they have different flavors? Like, what are some of the flavors and colors that you have?
I got a pink one. It's almost like a peach, and then like a red one for like strawberry and stuff like that.
The peach ones definitely push them over.
Sometimes
the edge.
They have fun names like strawberry daiquiri, razzmatazz.
And you do this in public, or you kind of hide quietly and do it in your car?
Oh no, I do it all the time. I'm married. I got kids, and I just like it.
What's your wife think?
I can't go out tonight. I don't have my lip gloss.
What is your? Thank you, Clint.
Can you say that?
What is your?
Have you ever not gone out because you don't have your lip gloss?
What does your wife think about it?
It's funny because I have my own, and when she don't have it, she's all, can I borrow your lip gloss? I'm like, yeah, sure, here you go. Ooh, okay.
And you buy it at, like, Sephora?
Sephora, Walmart, wherever I go, you know. If
yeah, Walmart's straight. It's got straight. No, it's fine.
I buy my lip gloss at Walmart.
Buy my lip gloss when I get my guns. Walmart.
And right. My fishing pole and my lip gloss at the
David,
same place.
David, hold on 1 second. That's why David believes he is the gayest on the show. Jordan, why do you believe you are? Why do you believe that you are gay? What is one gay thing about you?
So I believe there should be more male nudity in films in general.
Oh,
what's your reasoning for this?
Yeah, I think it's only fair. I think, you know, actresses got to face the whole derobing issue at one point in their career. Why not the men too? And I think it would be good for men in general. Imagine finding out you're packing the same heat as like George Clooney. That'd make my whole week.
Clint, what was that series that you would watch where all the dongs were there? Remember?
Well, it was called The Minx, and there was a ton of dongs in the first episode. Yeah. That was a warning. I didn't know that. But he's got a good point, which is, I like what his theory is that there should be more male nudity because no, what he's saying makes sense.
So I can kiss the screen with my lip gloss. Yeah.
Whoa, that is a giant dong. You guys are missing his point, which was a good point.
Okay.
If all of a sudden you realize, hey, wait a minute, I'm hung better than George Clooney or...
Wait, is that what you're doing when you're seeing all these dongs on the
that's
screen?
What
it's just
point
to compare?
You're comparing?
I don't want to put words in your mouth, Jordan, but that's what you said, correct?
Yeah, you want to put something different in there?
Not a comparison, you know, but if you see something that looks familiar, you know, it might pick you up a little bit.
Right. You go, hey, look at that. At least I got that on Clooney. Take that, Clooney.
I don't know if the same is going to happen for men, but for women, every time we look at bodies on the screen, we go, oh, man, I'm sad that my body doesn't look like that. And then we get complexes.
Right. Hey, Ashley, welcome to K-Rock. What is the gayest thing about you? It's Pride Month. Happy Pride Month, everyone.
Happy Pride. Good morning. I would say the gayest thing I do is take, like, 2 showers a day.
I don't think that's gay. No.
If a guy were calling to say he takes a bath, that'd be a different conversation.
Which you've done.
Yeah, I've done that. But
you're
that
a
was
bather.
Out of laziness more than anything else.
You just like to sit in your
just
own
like
hot
to sit,
soup.
Sit in my own filth.
Yeah.
I mean, I've sit down and shower sometimes on the floor. I don't have a bench in there. I just sit on the floor of a shower.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Just to take a break.
This whole segment has turned into what's the gayest thing about Klein, part two.
Nuts.
Ashley, but other than that, I mean, that's not really, you consider yourself straight, lady?
So
I'm actually a mom, and it's surprising you guys don't think it's that gay, because you just said Johnny was gay for changing, like, his outfit.
Yeah, but Johnny changed, being late to work because I have to change my outfit. That is something only a woman or a gay man would say. No straight man would ever do that, unless he spilled.
Even if it was a little funky, you're like, ah, whatever, I'm here.
Yeah, if you spilled barbecue sauce all over yourself, maybe I could be acceptable for, like, a man.
But that's the manliest fluid you can come up with.
Yeah.
Just barbecue sauce.
Happens to me all the time.
Right. Carlos, what is the gayest thing about you? Welcome to K-Rock.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Oof, I would say probably I keep a really clean and tidy, neat house. Like, everything is organized from, like, the closets to the counters to the floors. Everything's got a place.
Oh, I bet you love just a decluttering day. I
can't say that word on the radio.
He got really excited.
Oh, man. Putting things and labeling them.
I think that guy's just orgasmed. Alex said decluttering, and I think that guy's just climaxed.
I think he did.
Oh, that was wild. That guy may be the gayest guy.
He probably has so many different types of cleaning solutions, too, depending on the surface.
Gabriella, women can be gay, too. Ali tries to prove that on a regular basis. Gayest thing about you. Go ahead. Gabriella.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. You're on.
Yes. Hi. So the gayest thing about me is that I know who Divine is, and I'm actually straight, but my friends got me into, like, knowing who the first, like, drag woman there was, like, back in those old times with Female Trouble. So that's the gayest thing about me that I know.
Who's Divine? What is Divine?
A drag queen?
Before RuPaul,
like, super famous.
Dawn Davenport. I feel like women trouble. Knowing about drag queens is not gay.
That's not gay at all.
No, it's just, it's like par for the course. I feel like every straight woman knows about every drag queen.
If you saw a picture of Divine, you'd recognize her.
You're saying I would recognize who?
Divine. It's a super famous drag queen.
I assure you, for $1 billion, I would have no idea what Divine drag queen is.
Okay, only man on the show who's been to a musical in the last month.
Yeah, I was in a musical because my kid performed in the musical. I was in a musical by choice.
No,
you would recognize
Yeah, I went to Sound of Music.
You've been to multiple musicals.
Yeah, I was at the Pantages this year once. So I guess that means I'm going to win this game.
And you got yelled at by a man in a vest.
Hey, you, no! No! That's what the guy said. All right, Ali, you've heard a lot. There's a lot more here and a lot on the text line, but you have to pick one person who does something that's gay, even though they're not gay. They don't identify as gay, but they have a gay thing about them, and they will get to hop on this bus to Santa Barbara to see some Royal Otis with Postmaster Johnny.
You know, my first instinct was the lip gloss guy, but then I really thought about it, and I think the guy who's really vying for more male nudity on TV shows, I would like that guy to be on a bus with Johnny.
All right, apologies to everyone else we couldn't get to. Ali's made her decision, and she's the gay one on the show. So for the man, the straight man who says he would like to see more male nudity.
Agreed.
I didn't agree. I think there should be no male nudity, but I understand his point, which I thought was an interesting take.
You're debating for him.
This man has a good point.
Just sign my petition. That's all I'm saying. It's K-Rock, Clan Alex.